The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
Hello and welcome into the soul of business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Melissa Hyak. And with us today is Kenneth Chen, Vice President for Asia of ExtraHop, a cloud-native cybersecurity solutions provider. As promised, the topic on the table today, the shortage of cybersecurity professionals to fill the positions and the needs of Singapore. Hi, Kenneth. Welcome to the show. Thanks for spending your time with us.
Hi, Melissa. Not at all. Thanks for having me.
First, let's dive straight into that shortage that we were talking about. What kind of gap between demand and supply of these specialists are we looking at?
Yeah, so, you know, there's this research by the International Information System Security Certification Consortium, ISC Square in short. So what they do is they specialize in training and certification for cybersecurity professionals. It shows that there's a workforce gap of approximately 1.4 million in the cybersecurity sector in Asia Pacific. So that means that there are a lot of organizations that are struggling with this finding of talent to fully protect their enterprise infrastructure. Now, this can kind of impact critical factors such as time to respond. And internally, we have also done certain research, and we also found that only 26% of Asia Pacific organizations are able to enact mitigations or apply a patch where available to a critical vulnerability in under a day, with 39% taking 1 to 3 days, about 21% needing a week, and 8% requiring a month or more. So taking this into account, it is definitely no surprise that the skill shortage has had an impact on cybercrime.
Yes, I think in all different areas of the job market, Singapore is in competition with the rest of the region, if not the rest of the world, for talent, right? Now, when we talk about the shortage of cybersecurity talents, are we talking about at all levels?
Yeah, pretty much all levels. So, you know, cybersecurity is a broad field with various industries and sectors with constant demand for talents within that domain knowledge to try to outwit the growing cyber attacks. So these security practitioners spans across from technical, sales, marketing, and even customer support to keep abreast of emerging cyber threats. One has to be well-equipped or acquainted with the updates on compliance, a deep understanding of policies, regulatory frameworks, for example, PDPA, the Personal Data Protection Act, Cyber Security Act, the MAS Technology Risk Management, TRM in short, guidelines. So although cybersecurity is mainly a technical field, non-technical skills such as analytical capabilities, creative thinking, as well as soft skills are paramount too.
Now, when we talk about the shortage in these skills, was it a lot more evident in the last 2 years? Because I understand that in the last 2 years, we also saw that the demand for such skills increased because we've also seen an exponential increase in cyber threats, cyber crime over the past year. So would you say that the shortage in these skills contributed also to the increase in cyber crime?
Yeah, definitely a shortage, yes.
Okay, but of course, you know, we want to stop short of drawing a direct link, right? But definitely, I think in terms of cybersecurity out there for organizations, there is some amount of catch-up to do with the ingenuity of the cyber criminals up there. So, okay, so you've highlighted or you've given a broad sweep of some of the cybersecurity skills in demand. Technically speaking, are there specific ones that we're looking at?
Specific. I would say across all board, very much so, all board. We are expanding. At Extra, we are expanding, and we are also facing the same challenge. But, you know, going back to your earlier questions when you mentioned about the, you know, the demand for cyber talent, you know, there's one thing I'd probably like to highlight, and that is, you know, the Singapore government is taking a positive first step in recruiting and training more talent. you know, they have got initiatives such as the rollout of the Singapore Cyber Talent Program led by CSA that targets to try to recruit 20,000 individuals into the cybersecurity sector. CSA also partnered with IMDA to develop what is called a CSAT program, which means Cybersecurity Associates and Technologists. Company registered in CSAT program are offered the chance to train and upskill fresh ICT professionals and mid-career professionals for cybersecurity roles.
Right.
So other initiatives include cybersecurity career mentoring program with the Singapore Computer Society, SES, SG Cyberwoman Initiative, SG Cyber Educators Program, as well as the SG Cyber Youth Program. So, you know, government agencies are not only promoting cybersecurity as a career path, but also help the country to become more resilient amid an increasing unpredictable cyber climate. So I must say, you know, this public private collaboration support, it's a good first step to solving the pipeline challenge.
You sounded like you're doing extra bit of national service there with that public service announcement. Okay, is Extra Hop playing any part in some of these programs?
Yes, so we're looking towards collaboration with certain polytechnics to support the initiative as well.
Okay, that's great, that's great. Now, let's look at some of the roles that we're talking about, because sometimes when we talk about cybersecurity, like the way when we talk about IT, right, we just assume that any IT personnel can do anything related to IT, right? So I'm sure it's the same with cybersecurity. What are the different kinds of roles out there for cybersecurity specialists or aspirants?
Well, analysts, SOC managers, sales is a particular professional route towards the cybersecurity career as well. Even marketing, if you look at marketing itself, to understand the landscape, you need at least have some form of experience around, you know, who are the various partners out in the market, what are the key, you know, areas that some of these end users are particularly looking out for. So it spans quite a fair bit across.
Okay, I'm actually quite surprised that you highlighted sales.
Oh, yes.
Why is it important to cybersecurity?
Well, you know, for example, like myself, I didn't come from a cybersecurity background, so I try to enhance myself by taking certain specific cybersecurity courses to understand cybersecurity better. It's about risk mitigation when you speak to the C-suites. So I think it's a very key component.
Actually, that's interesting. Can you just tell us about some of these courses, the titles at least, right, that you've taken? Because I can imagine that there's some people thinking about making a job switch and they look at cybersecurity as, oh, that's such a technical field. You know, I'm mid-career. It's too late for me to pick up these skills or knowledge. But from the sound of it, it's not impossible. It's in fact very possible for mid-career switches to consider that. So maybe you can help provide some light, shine on how people can make the switch, the kind of courses, the kind of upskilling that they can consider.
Well, one very short course I would recommend would be the Cybersecurity Managing Risk in the Information Age, and that's conducted by the Harvard University.
Oh.
So that's where you learn to identify and try to communicate and detection of certain security breach. It also helps to identify critical business systems, networks, data, and whatever potential vulnerabilities, ultimately helping organizations to remain compliant through an understanding of cyber law and requirements that govern a business or even a sector.
Oh, great. That can be very helpful, as you speak to the C-suites, right? Understanding the risk landscape. Okay. Now, okay, let's talk about how organizations can fill their need for cyber talent. What are some of the ways that you would
As in the form of retention or?
To fill, first of all, to get them in first.
To get them in?
Yes.
Okay.
Where to look for these talents, you know?
There are many ways. Well, there is obviously LinkedIn, that's one option. A certain headhunting firm whose target and very much just focus on cybersecurity, that's the other way. You know,
and of course, speak to professionals like yourself in the industry, right? Doesn't have to really go look for these people in the recruitment and, you know, headhunting agencies. But
yeah, so over the year, So over the years, you know, you build out a database of a certain selected number of people that you know would be good at certain areas. So that's where you cultivate that list, which I was once taught by one of my former leader.
Yeah, your network. And in fact, I suppose you can also look inwards, in-house, how you can build your talent pool from your existing IT team. for example. That's correct. Right? But when it comes to retaining cybersecurity talent, what should organizations keep in mind in terms of tailoring programs for this group of professionals?
Yeah, so that's a very good question, Melissa. You know, employee retention is a problem faced by many organizations. And we are witnessing this significant shift in the in the job market, in the Singapore job market, in the aftermath, especially aftermath of the pandemic. Now, the priorities of employees have morphed towards a what we call a more flexible working arrangement, career advancement, and a more rounded work-life balance. So, I think first is about helping employees understand the important role that they play in business and the broader community. The real value of working in cybersecurity is the positive impact on the world around us, helping to make the world a safer place, as we say. Secondly, you know, just like any other in-demand role, organizations need to support the full employee life cycle, from onboarding, training, to reskilling, and career advancement. So, you know, this is something I would advise organizations to partner with their HR or certain engagement, functions, as well as garner the support from the management. I think there should be an emphasis around understanding our people. Example, identifying individuals' motivation factors, be it the esteem side of things, social affiliation, or even achievement. What matters to them most? Giving them a voice to contribute to an idea, influence an outcome other than their daily routine. We have to be respectful, fair and just, and building this what we call a peaceful, united, harmonious working culture environment. All these plays a crucial role in retention. And finally, we can also look into some new technologies like machine learning and even automation to provide support for cybersecurity teams handling some of the more what we call root tasks, so that the teams can focus on areas which is more interesting to them.
And actually, I wanted to ask you a bit more about the kind of qualities that one should be looking out for in selecting the right professionals. Because, I mean, while these professionals may be in short supply, organisations should still be judicious in how they select their candidates. How much weight would you put on paper qualifications? And you talked about soft skills as well just now. What kind of soft skills would be the most important?
Yeah, so qualifications is prerequisite. There's certain things that you look out for. For example, you would look for one's behavior traits, whether this person is a dominant driver, a cautious, analytical person, or someone that's amiable, or someone that is expressive socializer. I'll give you an example. If you're looking for a salesperson, you want someone that is more of a dominant driver and analytical. You're looking for someone that is marketing, you're looking for someone that is probably more expressive and amiable, and maybe a engineer for the matters, someone that's more analytical and amiable. So behavior traits is one.
Why is it important for the engineer to be amiable?
Well, you know, if an engineer is overly aggressive in front of an end user, even a partner, it's very difficult to establish trust. Let the sales guys do all those jobs. Engineers are more often than not, in a way, the trusted advisor.
And actually, if I may add, in my own interaction with IT professionals, I think the engineer ideally should be able to. We should have the capability to explain technical IT stuff, you know, in very layman, relatable terms. I find sometimes, you know, when you talk to IT professionals, they get into the technicalities and you just completely lose people, right? So that communication part is actually very important.
That too.
Okay, and maybe before I round off, what would you say is the most common misconception when you speak to C-suites about cybersecurity? Or what may be the most commonly asked question?
What is the value that you can table? I think this is a commonly asked question.
You have to explain that? Isn't it obvious?
Well, you have to put up a listening ear to really understand what are the challenges, the pain points, as well as ideally understand what's the blueprint for the next year or two.
Right, right. So how you sell the value will need also to address their particular pain points.
Yes.
Okay. So we have 30 seconds more. Okay, tell us, what value does cybersecurity bring to the table?
Sorry.
I know it's a no-brainer almost.
Come again, sorry? What's the question? I missed you there.
Your elevator pitch on what cybersecurity brings to the table.
You know, cybersecurity, ideally, what when you look into the cybersecurity space, threats are everywhere. And what you want to do is, first, you would need to understand and have a visibility of what's really running in the network while understanding what's running in your network. And that's where then you can look into having to detect any form of anomalies, if there's any. Post that is about the response to what you're going to do with all those information and data. With all this chain in mind, that would help mitigate certain risk. And ultimately, should anything happen, it's always good to have that who, what, when, why. Those questions typically the board would ask, ready at hand to address and to mitigate certain risk in terms of reputation, related to law and whatsoever.
All right. Thank you so much, Kenneth Chen,
for speaking
to us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for explaining the nuts and bolts of cybersecurity.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was Kenneth Chen, Vice President for Asia of Extra Hop. I'm Melissa Hyatt for the Workday Afternoon. You are with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.